Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
It's a Wednesday evening, which means we tackle another real-life business dilemma from one of our listeners. If you've got a question of your own, by the way, you can always email me at business@hot1027.co.za. I'll give you that email address. It's business@hot1027.co.za. Now, tonight's query comes from a small business owner who's asked to remain anonymous, and it's about navigating the tricky terrain of public holidays. Now, here's the issue. They've just hired their first two full-time employees and want to know what the law says about asking staff to work on public holidays, particularly when cash flow is tight. So joining us with some expert guidance tonight is labor lawyer Patrick Deal. So Patrick, good evening, and thank you for agreeing to answer this. Is it ever legal to compel staff to work on a public holiday without any formal agreement?
Good evening, Jeremy. Yes, it is illegal without agreement, but it can be done with agreement. And the law recognizes that, particularly in some areas, sectors such as the hospitality sector, that there's a need for flexibility, and that when employees sign up in the hospitality business, they're going to work, you know, long hours into the evenings and over Sundays and Saturdays and Sundays and public holidays. And in fact, with this particular caller, there is a small business hospitality worker determination that sets it out. And a small business is categorized as one with less than employees. So yes, it can be done, but it must be by agreement so that they know what they are buying into. And it must comply with the basic skeleton or requirements of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. Yeah.
Patrick, are we talking here about full-time employees only, or would this apply to people who are perhaps casual, freelance, or even on some kind of short-term contract?
Well, if they're working more than 3 days a week, the system would apply. But if they're just casual in and out, it would not apply, because they would just be not permanent regular employees. And so, insofar as the public holidays are concerned, what a small business should do that the caller has asked about is that it's possible to swap out a public holiday for a weekday for no extra pay. So instead of working, for example, on this Friday and on the Monday, on this coming weekend, they can agree with the employees to work on Tuesday and Wednesday next week, for example. Well, not to work, to take the days off on Tuesdays and Wednesdays next week, just a straight swap out. And that's in terms of the Public Holidays Act, where that is possible. In other words, there's an exchange that can happen. And what would the employer would do is set out the main peak hours, essentially, that work is required. If it's hospitality, presumably it's over weekends and public holidays. And that they have a bit of a lull during the week, the sort of Tuesday or Monday, maybe to Thursday. And they can organize with their staff, those who work on the weekend and public holidays, when they can have time off during the week in exchange, and organize a roster over a period of time. So that's the way it can be accommodating without having to pay extra for overtime and for public holidays, and be within the law.
And just to be absolutely clear here, there is no difference for small business, or in fact, the law or the same law applies regardless of company size, right?
That's correct. I mean, there's a slight difference with the small business that they're allowed to work for 15 hours overtime a week rather than 10 hours, which normal, you know, bigger businesses do. But that's the only difference. Everything else is exactly the same in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act and the Public Holidays Act, yeah.
So what happens then, Patrick, if an employee refuses to work on a public holiday? Is that grounds for dismissal?
It can be if there's a prior agreement that the employee has been hired to work specifically on public holidays and then goes against that agreement. But if he's not, or she has not been hired and knows in advance and hasn't agreed to work on a public holiday, and you dismiss a person for that, yes, that would be illegal. And that would be an unfair dismissal for the employer to have to face. So you can't do that. You must agree in advance, essentially.
All right. So the employer's got to be very conversant about the law and particularly the Basic Conditions of Employment Act. What are the penalties or the risks if a business gets this wrong?
Well, the Department of Labor can issue fines, essentially. The employee can complain to the Department of Labor, and there are infringements. It is an offence not to comply with a legal requirement in terms of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, and the department can, you know, levy fines for failing to do so. So, and also there are other penalties as well. They can ask the employer to pay penalties as well, which I suppose is the same thing as a fine. Yeah.
Patrick, the best bit of advice my late father gave me was to get everything in writing. And I'm wondering how specific the agreement needs to be if an employer and an employee are negotiating around this issue. Is a verbal nod okay, or do you actually need to put this down in writing?
I think they should follow your father's advice.
They'll be glad to hear that, yeah.
Give him a tick for that. No, it should be written down. It doesn't have to be a complicated all legalese. It can just be a couple of bullet points. And this essentially a roster. These are the days you're going to work. These are the hours. These are the overtimes, every evening or from this to, if there are peak times from, say, a Wednesday through to a Saturday, the overtime, you can build in the overtime there. And so these are going to be your working hours, but on Mondays and Tuesdays, you've got shorter hours to compensate for that. And then it's absolutely clear, so people can know when they must get up in the morning and go to work and when they'll get home in advance. So it's create certainty. That's the trick. And there can't be any uncertainty if you do that.
What if the employee volunteers to work? Does that change any kind of obligation?
It doesn't, no. In fact, over time, generally speaking, is a voluntary one if you don't have an agreement to the contrary. So but if he does work overtime, then the employer can say, well, I accept it. But even if the employee says, volunteers to work overtime, the employer does not have to accept it. And there are times, actually, when employees want to work overtime, obviously for the extra pay. And there are lots of disputes that arise about that. Employer says, no, well, I'm not going to require you to work overtime for extra pay. So it's up to the employer to decide for operational reasons whether it's necessary or affordable.
And just finally, and given that we are answering this question on behalf of an employer, I would assume it's always safer to include any holiday work clauses up front in any contract and not just when the situation arises, correct?
Most certainly. And in fact, because the holidays fall on different days during the week, sometimes on weekends and sometimes during the week, it's good to do it a year in advance to say, well, how are we going to make a plan over this Easter? How are we going to make a plan, over Christmas and so on? So that they know in advance what the year looks like. And it's quite a simple thing to do. If a public holiday works falls during a week and the employee is required to work on a public holiday, then it's double pay. So there is those things to take care of and to plan it in advance. I think it's the best thing, coming back to your dad's advice, really.
Well, I suspect that this is an issue, Patrick Deal, that many employers face. So thanks for walking us through the weeds, so to speak. And if you have a question for us, business@hot1027.co.za. It can be any kind of business or financial problem or dilemma that you want to raise. And we'll do our very best to line up the right expert to answer that question. So that email address again, business@hot1027.co.za. And my thanks to Labour lawyer Patrick Deal. Patrick, thank you very much.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.